distant planet, a great kingdom was ravaged by beings who came from the future to conquer the universe. Now, the only survivors follow a doubtful seer and a throneless king.
They will hold her in the Black Fortress. You must have help.
Thieves, bandits, fighters and brawlers.
Desperate men. Those are the kind of men I need.
Well, you heard him. We are now an army.
At the end of an impossible journey, they must fight an invincible enemy.
Here's the knowledge you seek.
I shall be your king.
In the fortress, you will face more than the slayers.
What is about to happen to them could never have happened on Earth. Columbia Pictures presents A World Apart from Anything You Have Seen Before. Crawl.
Yeah, is it? This is. Okay. Got it. Yes.
I like that you were about to ask a question about the show, and I'm like, we're recording. Let's just go. Who cares? What is this for?
I know. Well, this is. I know this is not going on Karate Kid Minute, so.
This may be on Minute Impossible. This may be on Patreon for Minute Impossible. Welcome, everyone, to the impromptu yet super fun watch along. We need a name. We got to call this something, right? Okay. Here's how this happened. First of all, it's me, Jonathan. Hey, one half of Minute Impossible. And I'm here with Robin Burge, who has done, 16 podcasts.
Yes. I'm currently doing Karate Kid Minute.
Yes, currently Karate Kidding. This is
Karate Kidding.
Is that an actual podcast out there?
There actually is one called Are You Karate Kidding Me?
All right. That's not
But
bad.
It's like a Cobra Kai mostly podcast. So I'm just like, why would you take Okay, never mind.
Well, let's talk about what this is. One night we were I was sitting texting and I was watching Highlander and Robin was also watching Highlander. And so I said, yes. Let's go back and watch together. And we turned on the sound and just talked during the movie. So it was like our own commentary for ourselves. And we're like, we should totally do this. Like this should be a minute by minute movie thing. Well, someone else has already taken that. And like, so we were kind of like, fine. We're just not going to do, we won't do Highlander Minute because there can be only one, as we know.
There can be only one.
So now I want to do things where Robin and I randomly decide to watch movies near each other. And the other night I was watching, I had started Crawl and you were like, oh man, Crawl's great. We should watch that. And I go, okay, I'll stop. So I stopped watching Crawl. And then you were like, well, then you like started Crawl without me some other night. And I'm like, no, don't watch Crawl without me. He's like, oh, are we doing that?
Yeah. I didn't realize that you'd stopped. So I was like, oh, I missed out on that one.
So this is what this is. This is a commentary track that we've never done. So we're going to watch Crawl, record it, and talk about it as it happens. So if you've ever watched Crawl or want to watch it, go watch Crawl with this in your ears. And if you've never seen it, don't worry. We're not spoiling much by talking over it.
Yeah. In fact, I don't think I've seen it since the 80s.
Since 1983?
Yeah. Well, probably a couple of years after that. But
I'll give you the big highlights. It is a adventure movie from 1983. It's when they were like, I don't know. They were like, let's make up some our own properties, our own sci-fi properties. Crawl is not based on anything. It's K-R-U-L-L, Crawl. If you've ever seen the poster for it, it's got this like monster that looks kind of like a catfish. And this guy with this, what looks like it's shooting lasers off it, which it never does, by the way, in the poster. Yeah. And the poster is like Crawl and then has the thing next to it. You'll learn what the thing is. Thing's called a glaive. The glaive.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get there.
And it's spray just, some glaive in here.
I know. What does that smell like? It smells like glaive. Somebody must have tooted. So yeah, it's just a stupid sci-fi movie from 83. But the reason why it's good, one, the music. Okay. And we'll talk about it when we get to the credit. Instead of doing it like minute by minute, I'm not going to bring it up until it comes up on the screen. So if you're getting ready at home, get your copy and we'll pause here for 1 second. All right, we've paused. So we're going to start. We're going to do a countdown. And when we start it, that's when you need to push play on your thing. Okay. So are you ready,
Rob? I'm so excited because I'm in control of it.
Yeah, right? Robin's steering us. So so here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, we have started.
Yep. Oh, the music's already great.
A great Columbia Pictures logo. If you're a fan of Fright Night Minute, went deep on the Columbia Pictures logo.
No one cares about that podcast. Come on, shut up.
I'm just saying, always be plugging. That's what I learned
always
from Travis.
Always be plugging.
So this is like some angelic voices. I mean, are we thinking these are angels that are Ron Silverman.
Yeah, I thought it was just like a Star Trek opening, like a Wrath of Khan level.
Oh, yes, that's right. James Hornet does the score.
James Horner does three scores, and this is one of them.
Whoa. If that was in 3D, I'd be...
That was the glaive, everyone. Which also, it never flies into space. Not once. In the movie.
Well, if it flies from... I mean, like not literal.
Roll.
Yes.
With a stop motion glaive. All right.
Awful.
Slow. The stars, Ken Marshall. No one. Lissette Anthony. Nobody. Freddie Jones. You know him from Dune and other things.
Oh, yeah.
Names we don't know. In the background, there's this.
Hey, Liam Neeson.
Hey, Liam Neeson.
And Robbie Coltrane.
Yeah. You're a wizard, Harry.
This is a pretty good podcast. Pretty good movie, Harry.
Yeah,
I
and Francesca actually, Anna says the widow of the web. That means nothing.
Oh yeah, well isn't that the lady that gives Spider-Man her directions? You know of what to do
Madam
with spider powers.
Yes. All right. So in 1983, everything had to be a miniature, and you had to fly into it, and it had to be like a shot.
Two suns. I never would have thought of anything. Is that like a desert planet?
So tired of two suns. Well, it can't have one sun. Let's have it two. Why not three?
Yes.
Go crazy. I think they did that. Didn't they do that in Guardians of the Galaxy? Isn't Nova Corps? Isn't that Nova Prime? Isn't that like three suns? That's the whole point of the logo.
Right.
All right. So this giant piece of wood is flying through space.
Yeah. Somebody got a shipment coming? Is it? What is the?
It's like when I first saw this, I was like, "Oh, it's gonna crash!" No, that's a spaceship.
Oh, Robin, definitely a male, Robin. I'm sure.
Oh, 1983. No women are getting work. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not in a movie. The music is insanely good. There it is.
Really good. Yeah,
because it's James Hornet.
Yeah.
So this thing's it's like a mix between. Crystals that like name your aura and wood. That's what that whatever ship is. This movie makes no sense.
That's
get ready.
A ship?
Yes, it's a ship. Just wait. Wait until there's not an opening crawl, but it's even better. There's an opening voiceover.
There better be an opening crawl.
There is no crawl. Opening crawl? No. Oh, the wood's turning. Everyone. Ron Silver
I am Ron Man. Silverman. Ron Silver.
Man.
In superhero
directed
form.
By Peter Yates.
Right. Now, he directed things.
It's hard when we're like doing this. Yeah, he directed Call, Bullet, Robbery. All right, Castle Grayskull has landed. Or actually, it looks more like the Dark Crystal castle.
It's been a while from that one too.
Oh well, no. Just
Breaking
just
Away. That's apparently a good movie.
You don't need to talk about movies we're not watching. It's okay.
I was just looking. I was like, where do I know his name from? Maybe just Crawl.
All right, slow pan down. Oh, the Beast Urban. And this too. If you look really closely, that shot was backwards. Those people were running into the building, not out of it. You know, space people, they have horses. Where do those horses live?
There must be like an ark of some sort that has been flying through space.
Poppies.
Poppies.
And now Germany. Space Germany.
Oh, Iron Man.
Yeah, those suits are badass. There is no reason for them to be wearing this cool of armor.
Looks pretty cumbersome, actually.
Look how awesome it is. I mean, all this. Oh, the sets. Oh, he's
this guy's got his own dartboard.
Yep. Look at his hair. He's so amazing. I'm King Plum. And you're Princess Buttercup. Is that taken yet? No. Yes, it's 83. I can sue. What are you talking about? I can sue them. He's wearing little barnacles on his. Oh, God. The hat that this dude is wearing. It's like a show. Ken Marshall, our head guy. He's our whatever. Our hero.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't tell you the name of that character in this movie. Could you?
Yeah, obviously. Everybody remembers his name is Colwyn.
Yeah, spell it. Spell it without looking at it.
That's too late.
it's Space Colwyn. Colwyn. Colwyn.
Mm-hmm.
So they are riding their horses, space horses.
Shouldn't they have wings on them if they're space horses? Or
I don't know. You don't need wings. Packs? No, wings wouldn't work in space, Robin. That's science.
True. Well, neither would horses.
True.
Where are we going? Where are we going?
The riders of Rohan are going slowly toward the castle.
Is this Midgard?
Again, they were like, we need to shoot about 15 minutes of this stuff because we've got this James Horner score that's baller. So
just keep running them around the field.
How many more times do we need to go around? Just keep
just
going.
Go.
The horses will ride for days. They're not taking the most direct route. They're just riding in a circle.
Around these boulders.
Look at that gate. That is a that is a space gate.
Doesn't seem to be a very strong locking mechanism.
What if we lock it with a boomerang? That is totally not a set.
Right?
Oh, I had to go put on my dumb hat. Their hat, so, the hat game in this movie is... Look at that hat!
That is... He's got a drink out of that later. Or wait, is that like a latrine? Not a latrine, but...
Well, they're all portal
body
all
carries around. It's showing a little bit of that hamburger meat.
My Darth Vader hat looks stupid. Put a feather on it. No, a big feather.
Nearly fell off the side of the set.
Playing coy.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Hey. I'll never be in anything again, but I kind of look like Jeff Bridges. How's it going? Yeah.
I'm past Amy Yasbeck. How are you?
And we do know this. This is one of those things I looked up a long time ago. Her voice is dubbed. This poor girl.
Really?
Yep. This is we're dubbing your voice. Remember in the 80s? Remember Greystoke, Legend of Tarzan? They did that with
Christopher Lambert?
Yes. No.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine why.
No, they did not.
Or did they not dub him? No?
They did not dub him. They dubbed Andy it's McDowell.
It's always the ladies.
Andy McDowell was dubbed with, what's her face? Cruella De Vil.
Emma Stone.
No, the other one.
Glenn Close?
Yep.
Oh, really?
I'm so glad we're talking about this movie. Just wait for Greystoke, The Legend of Tarzan, a movie where you're like, I can't wait to see a Tarzan movie. And you see an ape-killing movie. And you're like, this sucks. I remember as a kid, all right, they're kissing. You don't have to look at this part. Is this a kissing movie?
Well, I was wondering, is that a shirt that you lay down in? Because it looks painful.
It does. His shirt has a lot of, let's talk about this. Every piece of clothing in this movie and the set design is insanely good. It's just the movie's crap because it's just based on nothing. I mean, what is he wearing? From this day, let our fires be fire together and be double fire.
Where shall we wed them? I don't know. How about the stairway? Yes, we will wed them in the stairway.
Should we invite anyone? No. I see you've gotten rid of your stupid hat. I, too, have gotten rid of my stupid hat. Oh, okay, here come the bad guys. Everyone's riding horses.
Oh, I couldn't tell. It was bad guys.
You arrive here in a piece of balsa wood, but, you know, I got horses.
Oh, okay. So, the Colwyn and his fellow men are the locals.
Those are the Colemen. Colwyn and Colemen.
Colemen and Colewomen.
Yes.
And these guys are the ones that just came down in that big shipment from Home Depot.
Yes, and we're about to meet Captain Mutton Chops. That's Thufir.
He's got something going on right
now. It's Freddie Jones, yep. He's got something going on.
So he's in Dune?
He is in Dune. He is Thufir. The Mentat. Thufir? Yeah, he's Thufir. Because he was both of Irish descent and a college graduate. So, you know.
Gotcha.
Remember that fire we put out? We now have a third fire here. Oh, doesn't she like take... Oh, I remember now. It's starting to come back to me. Not Gene Hackman is his dad. And he smiles at him and he takes the fire. They put it in the water and it like turns the water to flame. And then she grabs it. Yeah. Okay.
Ugh. The fire won't return?
Except from the hand of the woman that he chooses as his wife. Hmm. Riddle me this, Batman.
So.
Oh, God.
This is an interesting ceremony.
So it's magic. This science movie is doing magic. Oh, I like her pearls.
Whoa.
Holy crap.
Does that hurt?
Does that look real?
That looks like it was added later.
Oh, well, why don't you wear one? Oh, well, that gate's useless.
Yeah, it looks like it had many cracks in it already. All right, here they come. For Frodo!
We're here for the horses. No, we're not going to fight together. What are you, stupid?
I'm not going to fight with you now. That's later. We have to fight these guys now.
What about the fire and the water thing? We were doing like a nice thing. Oh, these Slayers. Shots. These are Slayers.
Oh, Slayer rules.
And Slayer does rule. And they're their costumes, again, top notch.
Okay.
Look at these. Nice. Look at these. All these guards. All these Imperial guards.
Yeah.
The hats. Oh. I'm climbing up the wall.
You know, as like a superhero fan, you're watching this kind of movie and you're like, why aren't they making superhero movies? Look at all these costumes. This looks like a bunch of Challenge of the Super Friends. Lex Luthor is walking up the stairs there.
Oh, yeah.
We have Iron Man.
Here, take this chair. He is such a good warrior. Thank God. I wish I could have shot half the people that I went to my wedding.
That's a great way to end a wedding, though.
Yeah, yep. Now the murder.
Yes.
You notice their swords are doing kind of a lasery thing? Like, he doesn't quite have a...
What? What the hell was...
The Slayers are lobsters inside.
Oh, interesting. So they just want Krabby Patties.
Ugh. Put your visor back up. You look stupid.
Oof. Yeah, can you see where you're going?
What?
I thought that was coming from the movie for a second. I can't hear you.
I think we should kill them. Okay.
I think they said they're going to kill us.
I mean, he's like not Charles Dance. Oh, God. There, she's finally gonna. Here you go. Oh, she threw the sword at the guy. Ugh.
So those are laser swords?
Yes. Have you noticed the Slayers have guns on one end and spikes on the other?
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
Gun swords.
It's like a wrench knife. You've watched Scrubs. Two great things combined.
Yeah. If you're careful, there's fire in there.
If you're just listening to the, don't touch it. No. What if that Slayer pulled out fire? Does that mean he has to be in love with that Slayer?
Oh, damn it. I married one of these guys.
Oh, no. The ceremony's still going on. So technically.
Oh, here goes Errol Flynn.
Hello there. He just lightly touched that Slayer.
Yeah, he is not really good at stunts, I'm seeing.
Like, well, he's not really good at acting because I don't know if he's ever anything he did ever again.
Yeah.
Colwyn. Lissa. His name's Ken Marshall. I'm looking him up real quick. What are the things he was in? What? Oh, he's in an episode of Deep Space Nine.
Interesting. Some JAG.
Oh, he was in Marco Polo. That's why I know him. God, my parents made me watch that in 82 and 83. Do you remember Marco Polo?
No.
Marco.
Polo. I mean, I remember that.
Yeah. that came from this show.
Hey, he was in a third season episode of Quantum Leap.
Hey. Now, that was just mean. That Slayer just lit that shit on fire for no reason.
He's like, I don't like this.
He's like, pew.
So do you think kids nowadays have to watch the Netflix Marco Polo?
Yes. I don't think anybody could watch that other one. I think it would be just as bad as... I mean, this movie is made great by some amazing set design and stuff. They shot this movie in Italy, Spain, England. Italy again?
Ken played a bartender in two episodes of The District most recently.
Wow.
If you're looking for him.
Ken is not doing well, guys. All right. This is that same scene from the beginning, but they're running in.
Ah.
So bad. All right. Well, they're now in this model, this tiny model. What is this? A hideout for ants. Here he comes. Here comes I mean, think about this. Beastmaster, Conan. All these movies, go find the hero almost dead. Oh, he's wearing a glaive necklace. I'm gonna steal that. Yoink.
I'm still alive.
I'm in the water.
Oh, that horse is completely disgusted.
He's like, God damn it. I killed all these people. They were alive. I am a murderer. Oh, dude, what are you doing? Hello. Oh, please don't put a salve on him. Oh, no, there's too much hair.
Is that pasted on or?
No, that is man hair. Robin, that's what men normally look like. That's
oh, wow.
Is your chest smooth like an otter?
No, it's just, you know, I mean, I guess it's more normal now. It was the shot of like right across the chest that made it look like a field was on his chest.
He definitely worked out.
Yeah.
He's got 80s buffness. Good for him. His hair is also amazing. What is this? It smells terrible. That's a horse urine. I live out by the Dune Sea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting those.
Yeah, strange old hermit.
So he was trying not to participate, but saw these burned bodies and realized he had to join and get this young buck going. Realized
there was loot to be had.
Yeah.
I took this off your dad. It still smells like death. Enjoy. It's my dad's steering wheel. No. Why are you crying now? You knew he was dead, right? I mean, everybody died. No time for now for grief. You've got to shave your beard like mine. Shave off the middle of it.
There's no crying in Glaive Ball.
There's no crying in Krull. What? Oh, is he king now too? Oh.
Yeah, well, he's king of nothing.
Check out those
king
pants.
King of pain.
His space pants are like Harlequin style.
Yeah.
They're great. They're like black and white stripes. Or not white, but black and gray. He is rocking.
Oh, I see. You're the fool. I thought you were the sun.
Sorry. I didn't mean to save you. Let's go, murderer horse. Let's go into this matte painting behind me. What? Yes. Do you smell that, Robin? I smell a quest. It's coming.
Mm.
But you need your weapon.
He's going to have to train.
No one can train with the glaive. As we're going to all learn, the glaive is impossible to use. It is death incarnate.
You just throw it, right? And I'm assuming it comes back.
If you've ever
much seen, like the lock on that door.
Yeah. If you're listening, if you're listening to this and watching this for the first time, just know. And if you've seen Mad Max, remember that little kid with the mitten who throws the giant boomerang that's like made of metal that cuts everybody up. The glaive is like four of those soldered together. It's a 5-star pointy thing.
Well, it's highly rated then. Yes, that's
5-star. Nice.
See, I always remembered it as like a, this is a, just a giant ninja throwing star.
It exists. Oh, the highest peak of what?
Lisa.
Lizard. Once it was a powerful weapon, then it started cutting everybody's fingers off. Ugh. Oh, woman.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, glaives can be women too.
Well, I'm glad I wore my dancing pants.
5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, it's all coming back to me again. He sticks his hand in lava. That's all I remember.
He does?
Yes.
Sweet.
Just know that as this movie progresses, I'm going to have these like little brain farts of memory about this movie. I haven't watched
so far. I've got none.
I haven't watched this in 20 plus years. Easy. I'm like, oh, look at this matte painting. Look at it. And some real stuff.
Interesting. Is that the Paramount Mountain back there?
Could be. Oh, that's beautiful here. What was I doing here? Let's go home now.
Yes. No.
What if he just left? He forgot. I love it. He's like, it's at the top of the highest mountain. I won't be joining you because that's a lot.
Okay, so this is his quest up the mountain to get the weapon.
It's not much of a quest. It's a brisk walk.
Hmm.
Nothing impedes him. It's not like Grignac or any sort of rock monster comes after him.
Andre the Giant's not going to step out here.
Do you want a peanut?
Oh.
Oh,
no.
When I said I want a rock, I didn't mean... Ah!
You know, I said nothing was going to be in his path, and then this happened. I don't remember this.
Yeah.
Oh, no. 7 really... Oh, God. That styrofoam rock almost hit him.
A landslide brought him down.
Do you call it a manslide?
No, I said a landslide.
Too.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yes.
We're going to get the sunglasses.
Ico. Do it. There. Now this all folds in the minute impossible.
Yeah, perfect. Now it makes sense.
Welcome, everyone.
We finally got to the point.
He's just on vacation. You know, we're making fun of him. He's just climbing up that. There's nothing near him. He doesn't have on a harness. Hey,
wow, he's out-cruised.
Can we, you know, take care of our actor? He's like, well, he's a nobody. If he dies, he dies. Yeah. We'll replace him.
If he dies, he dies. That's a good line. I got to write that one down.
Yeah. Those pants are doing the work, man.
Mm.
Oh, that's not him now. That's a man in a Corwin wig.
Yeah.
Corwin wig. This music, if you're watching along with us, it's very jaunty, so you know nothing bad's going to happen.
It's lovely. We're in awe and wonder time.
They've just about come out of where Mount Doom is. Oh, it's much better. Now what?
Drago! That looks like a big butt crack.
He didn't actually tell me where on the largest mountain it was. The old bastard. Yeah, I believe he sticks his hand in lava. I don't know where lava would be in this and why. This is not an active volcano.
Yeah.
It is very lush and verdant, though. You know what? This may not be a matte painting. This may just be what Germany looks like, or Italy.
Wow.
It's amazing. Hey, everyone, go to Italy. Our podcast today is sponsored by Italy.
Their mountain isn't in Italy?
I don't know. There is. Yes, there have to be. There was Seven Hills of Rome. Oh, those hills. Pompeii. Come on, man. That was a mountain.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was.
Okay, so here's what a lava is. So this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
They stuck their hand in water and got fire. Yeah. So now he's thinking he's going to get a snowball out of this thing.
Oh, yeah. That's how it works on this planet.
Whoa, whoa, watch
whoa.
It.
Whoa, I've walked into this set. Because rocks burn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
That is, it's, oh, my God, guys. It's the goo from Ghostbusters 2. It's all negative energy. It's all the negative energy. We didn't talk about this. Krull is the planet.
Oh, he's that's not the Krull. Name of the glaive?
No, the name of the glaive is the glaive.
Oh, okay.
And there it is.
Oh, a starfish. Starfish.
That's not a starfish. Put your hand in there. This movie is terrible for children. You see that hot thing? Grab it.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
Nope.
Oh, a fidget spinner. Let me get that.
Oh, my God. It is a fidget spinner. That's what the glaive is.
Okay, that's it. We need to put that in the Mission Impossible store immediately. We need to
make a
Krull a glaive fidget spinner.
Why? Oh, you know, there might be one. I'm a
oh, this is yeah. He's not reacting.
No,
like a person would putting their hand in the lava.
And he's got it, and it's all crusty.
Has it been explained to us how this all works? I mean, why is he? Why has it been explained to him? Like, hey, just put your hand in there, you'll be fine. Oh, there here we is. Go. This
oh,
is
oh, nice. It's your glaive shot.
Yeah.
Look, it's actually becoming brighter. I wish his hand was all burnt.
Yeah. And now I will form the Spin Doctors.
Mm-hmm.
If you Ooh, careful.
Hey. If you he's extended it. Look at that shot. Oh, where are we now? What's happening?
Hmm.
I think we're in the bad guy's wooden place. It doesn't make oh, I know.
I know.
Oh, there's I. Yes.
Wait, she is in the eye.
Right.
Is that her?
That, yes. Her? Lissa? Yes.
Amy Asbeck?
We were talking over at the beginning, but the opening crawl that Freddie Jones says is, you know, a man and a woman shall fall in love and rule the planet, and their child shall rule the galaxy. It was like a whole thing. So,
oh,
they have to marry her, and their child will rule the galaxy.
He's got to put his glaive in her.
Right. Got to put a glaive in her.
The force is all around us,
binds us. I do know where to find it from a certain point of view. Oh, courtesy's start writing those down, please. Courtesy is a kingly virtue, along with bravery. Bravery, one. Second, courtesy.
Mm-hmm. Rock climbing. Not being afraid of lava.
Yep.
Do I have to shape my beard like you? Because
yes, this is how the courtesy works.
Why have two tufts sticking out and then the whisker chin? Is it just because he can't grow it in the middle?
Yes. Freddie Jones, famous for not being able to grow the middle of his beard. He can only drive. I can grow it like a pair of testicles on the sides of my face. Is that okay? Yes, sure, yeah. Freddie, whatever.
I did grow a very long soul patch, but it looked very awkward. I'm eating. What are you pulling me?
Oh. I'll kill you too. Oh, man. That's a painting? Question mark. That may be a running bit in this. Is that a painting? There's a lot of paintings.
I think there's trees and then there's a painting behind it.
How'd they get that painting so big?
I don't know. They blew it up. Ah, oh, we're back on Dagobah. Okay.
All right, now we're in another set. Mm-hmm. You know, where rocks are smooth like plaster. Ah, the horse piss seems to have completely healed you. That is shocking. I did not think that would work.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Jeez.
What? Oh, here comes the comic relief.
Wait, it's a person?
Yes. Fireballs can be people too, Robin.
I don't understand what's happening.
We need the comic relief character.
Did he shoot down from the sky?
And if you think Robbie Coltrane is the comic relief, you are sorely mistaken.
Boo.
It is this gentleman.
All right.
I
recognize this guy. Is he from Three's Company?
No, you're thinking of the Jeffersons, and no, that's not him.
The Jeffersons.
The foppish man who married the black lady? Yes.
Right.
Wait, no, that's the old guy. He's the neighbor. No, that's not him. I know what you're saying.
Is his name Cyclops? No, this is not
that
Cyclops.
Is not. No. Are you looking at the credits? That is not Cyclops.
I'm looking at the credits.
That is not. Hello, that's not Cyclops. I think that's Ergo.
Ergo. Ergo.
Yeah, Ergo.
Oh, of course. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Mr. Turkentine. I didn't know his name, but yes.
Is he still alive? No. Oh, he died at 63. Oh, so he's very young in this movie. Actually. Sorry, you're right. 35.
I hate to correct you, but
he is my age in this movie.
Huh.
Huh.
Wait, what is happening now?
He turned himself into a goose. Lot of this. Yes.
And letters.
He's a terrible. This is why Robbie Coltrane's in this movie. He's a terrible wizard, and he has to get better. That's why Robbie Coltrane helps him.
Okay.
Oh my god.
What the heck kind of effect was that?
That was cut for time. Where does all of his backpack go when he turns into a goose? Don't know.
Mm-mm. No. Wait. Oh. Ergo. We just learned that. beat you there. I am also a cannonball from the New Mutants, as well as I can turn into a goose. I'm not sure if I could help you on this quest.
I'm a weird kind of mutant. I have a weird power.
Yes.
My power is whatever we need. I am a plot device with legs. Mm. He is a MacGuffin.
Is he half a Wonder Twin? Oh, wait, here's a Cyclops.
You think so?
Of course. Yes. Makes a lot of sense now.
Well, are you going to tell them about the perverted Cyclops peeping at them?
Yeah.
I was watching you bathe. Nope, I'm not going to talk about it.
Keep my eye on you.
Oh, and now, Ben-Hur. Oh, ooh. You should get that looked at. The middle of your...
What?
The middle of your dark... Watch, it's about to go away. See? Boop. Every day it goes somewhere else, Robin.
Interesting. So it's like Rigadoon.
Right. And now it's in the snow.
Oh, I hate this season. Why do we have to move the mountain here?
Don't worry, in a day it'll be somewhere else.
So now we're inside Cyclops' head.
Yes, this is
Cyclops. Oh, duh. He's a mutant as well.
Yes.
Okay. This is Jean Grey.
Yep. What is wrong with Ergo? Oh.
He has nothing wrong with him now. He's got his...
He's up against them pants.
Yeah.
Oh. We just rode into another set. There's sets everywhere here. Can you imagine how much this set would cost?
Oh.
Look at it. It's so good. It's such a good set. And you're like, for this movie?
I know. Can you imagine... Rocks. The amount of time working on this.
This smells of Pinewood Studios, doesn't it? Like just the sheer size.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
look out.
Hello.
It's like a Roman guard.
You know that guy?
Nope.
Didn't look at him
long enough.
When you see him, you'll be like, oh yeah. This movie is all about that guy's other than Liam Neeson and
This Robbie. Guy from the Jeffersons.
The guy from the Jeffersons. I think this is.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, great shot.
Oh, oh,
there's whips. Oh God.
Wait a second. He's a pig too.
Yeah. He can turn into a bunch of different stuff. what kind of wizard turns into one thing? Ah, there he is. That's a voice we know.
Did he say a biter? Oh, wait, here he is. Hagrid. Hagrid pre-beard.
That's Alan Armstrong. Alan Armstrong. He was one of the original cast of Les Mis.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You might know him from such movies as The Mummy Returns, Van Helsing, ooh. Sleepy Hollow.
Who is he in Mummy Returns?
He is Mr. Hafez.
Of course.
He wears a fez on his head. I'm looking around for some other stuff for you.
But you would this know is the terrible about. Haircut police here.
Yes. And Liam Neeson talks. That's Liam Neeson over on the right.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is... some terrible cuts. Oh, is he wearing like four Padawan?
Yeah, he's four. He's four Padawans. Also, they brought Atreyu from the Neverending Story on the right.
Really? Oh, Atreyu!
You didn't know that the movie took place on Crawl, did you?
No.
By the
makes
way,
sense.
That's why this whole thing is lousy with horses, to remind Atreyu about Artax.
Your biggest failure in life. Way to go, Atreyu.
Yeah, your horse got depressed. And died. I love that we're just talking over it. Oh, there he is, Robbie. There's Robbie.
Yeah.
Yep. He looks kind of like a
Super Mario.
He looks like a X-wing fighter pilot.
Yeah, he does.
Got kind of that off-duty X-wing look.
It's like an X-wing fighter that crashed here like 3 years ago.
If you're going to join my gang, you have to find a weapon no one else is using. That is Stick Boy. And there's also Knife Man and Bow and Arrow. How does he already have a way to hold the glaive on his little glaive holster?
Yeah. Wait, did he put it into the...
Now he's giving them rubies necklace? From the glaive. No, he's giving them...
Oh.
Only the king and the Lord Marshal. That's a weird system. The king and one cop have the keys to every lock on Crawl. What?
It's handy.
I don't like my necklace. It hurts when I sleep because it's got needles in it. Robbie Coltrane is like 22 years old in this.
Yeah.
I don't know how old he is. He's probably 48. You know how it works. Yeah.
He's looking very serious back there.
A serious. He's a serious.
I'm sorry. I was taken by his Mario look here.
Yeah. It's serious.
Also, I watched Luca earlier today, so. Everything's Italiano. And I don't know if you heard our special co-host. That is my dog barking outside.
Oh.
Boy, is my dog barking.
We just saw the pervert Cyclops looking at him again.
Yeah. I'm a watcher. It's my thing. I mean,
oh, he's gonna stop for some gooseberries, whatever that is. And now we are 17. If you want to make your movie that already has like a really bizarre plot, like sound better or be better, put more people in the movie.
Yeah. He just fainted.
Yes. He just killed one of the Slayers.
Of him throwing a weapon. Oh, maybe he thought he was throwing the weapon at him.
Probably.
Hmm.
So the Cyclops is our friend.
Right. Yeah, he seems to be helping from a distance.
Let me get something out of my bag of horse piss. What do I have for fainting? Well, I have horse piss.
Well, horse piss.
There you go. Put it in your eye. That's how it works. Oh, on your forehead.
Body of Christ. Wait, what?
Oh, the power of Christ compelled me.
It reminded me of the time that Wheezy threw a pillow at me.
Ain't no crawl in the kitchen. Ain't no crawl on the grill. What? Stop touching me. I'm awake now.
Yeah. Hands.
You're
to
not
yourself,
a good doctor, and you smell terrible. But. Oh, fuck. And the DC lineup of movies. It's a hell.
Yes.
They know that Flash movie's never coming out, no matter how many times they show us trailers. And Black Adam, that's not a thing.
Not a thing. We three will go on. All right, new guy.
All right, fresh meat. Let's go. Oh, let's go stick our hands in lava, everyone.
Yes.
Oh, I've got on my traveling cloak now. It's leather, but it's breathable. That's a leather shirt he's wearing. Can you imagine that in that heat?
Oh. My lord, you stink.
They have raisins on Krull?
Hmm. Oh, is this Sean Bean?
Peter Pan. Oh, this is the blind dude. It's all coming back to me. I'm going to go through this portal. Whoop.
And I'm now in the conservatory.
Oh, it smells like mint.
Well, it's a green light. That means go, right?
Right. Green means go. So I'm going to run in after him.
I'll go too.
Oh, there's kryptonite there to the right.
Oh, man.
Well, hello, I'm the kryptonite man. Hello. You can call me K.
Kal-El, you have arrived. Oh, just you guys?
Oh, waste my sunstones on you. Oh, I feel so weak. Shut up, Corwin.
Come on, old man. Move. Move.
Go faster through the...
Come on! This
is yet another insanely intricate set.
Yeah. Can we have this guy stick to the back?
Oh, this looks like another crazy old wizard's house.
Yeah.
This is very Tatooine. I had a place like this on a desert planet once. I've heard if you lick these, it tastes like spearmint. Stop sticking your hand in that fire, Corwin. I'm going to... Maybe there's stuff in there.
Yeah, I can find anything. Why do you have a young boy to yourself?
Do you see him too? And his foppish group of merry men? Ugh. Not Sir John Gielgud.
Right.
This is every actor that ever got passed over for any part by a real actor. They're all in this movie.
This guy can't even stay awake on set.
So bored.
All right,
little boy, bring me a chair.
Stool. Okay. They forced me to have this haircut.
That's just like a lime deposit, so it's not like crystals. Oh, this is uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
Gonna steal one of these things.
It's gonna anger the genie.
Trees by Joyce Kilmer of the planet Earth. I think that I shall... That joke is for like six people.
Yeah, not me.
Not you? You don't remember that from Superman 2? When Lex Luthor goes to the Fortress of Solitude and puts in one of the crystals, and it's a man saying, "Praise my Joyce Kilmer of the planet Earth."
And now his penance, I must watch it again. Yes.
You want to
eat
some of this dog penis? Okay.
What the heck? I'm the cleanest person here.
I like that we have the both of our front hairs the same.
Did I see you at the Jefferson's laundromat?
Are you moving on up?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Do I touch it? No, don't touch this thing.
I need a Gelfling. Oh, my darling. This is not
Robbie
sexy.
Robbie Coltrane's going to come up from behind him and hold him.
Rick, Rick, Rick. This is, he's spinning. He's spinning hits. You know, if you just talk to the Cyclops. Oh, that's right. The Cyclops can only see his own death and the DC movies. The 2022.
Right. Looks like he's creating the Matrix.
Yes. Oh. Oh.
So, mountain thing. Thank you.
Hey. I call it a fortress.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Creature glove.
I'm going to hit it with this wind with my axe.
Well, the last time I broke wind, everybody laughed.
We all got blown. Don't tell the kid.
How is my hair? I can't see.
Is it as ridiculous as it feels?
The boy has curled my beard for me.
I hate it so much. Tig, stop doing that. Sure.
He told me he was Santa Claus.
He said his house was made out of candy. It's not. It's made out of green rocks. Thank goodness they brought enough horses for everyone. Atreyu, get another horse. Aww.
Yeah, they keep growing them.
Meanwhile, on the set, mm-hmm. That is definitely the thing of sorrow, whatever. Right?
The from Princess Bride?
No,
from Neverending Story.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
They all blend together.
I mean, they could have just shot it on the same set.
Right.
We need one of those depressing sets. I mean, look at it. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Someone needs to go. Someone who really knows the Neverending Story. Let us know.
Or is that the stench from Labyrinth?
Could be. I'm sure back in the day, Pinewood just had, this is our swamp set. Dress it how you wish.
Yeah, yeah. I'm quite taken with this guy on the right.
Rock, eventually the king will give me a key for my collar.
Also, I'm wearing my smartwatch.
I'd love to see him walk into a tree. Why is he walking with his eyes closed?
He always does. He's blind.
He's not blind. He's just got his eyes closed.
Do you smell something? Liam Neeson, hold your breath, Padawan. You're right, Master. The swamp scene was short.
Don't move. They can't see us.
Nope. I believe they rise up out of the water. They're walking
there
backwards.
They go.
They're walking backwards. Nope, they're rocking forward.
Oh. Slayer!
All right.
Oh, he's stinky.
Bow
forever.
And arrow's gone. Slayer beats bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sword's definitely going down, right?
Just stand there, guys. No worries.
Why does Ergo wear so much stuff? Ergo.
Ergo.
Oh. Yes, the pervert tried it. I love that they die in different ways. Oh,
man.
God. It's and very Wrath of Khan. Man, we loved big bloody things.
Oh, what? this is like the final battle in Wrath of Khan, the music.
Oh, well, it's the same. I think it's the same, a lot of the same tracks.
Khan! Did he pull out two daggers to just show off rather than pull out a sword out?
He has a sword out?
Oh, wait, there's a sword.
A sword is just a really long dagger.
Okay, okay.
I love the whip guy. Whip guy's my favorite. Oh, Robbie Coltrane, no.
Oh, he's going to smell forever.
I don't remember. I can't. Okay, I can't tell you who lives the whole time. I know at some point they get to the castle and something happens to a lot of them, but I couldn't tell you which ones make it.
I imagine that you could say that without even have seen this movie.
Probably. But
eventually they get to the castle and things happen. Yeah.
That's why we're doing commentary for that kind of woke ass stuff. My hot takes. Hey, I think in this movie, just like you to bring a sword to a, are they just,
are you going to pee your pants?
Are they just killing him in the background? I have my hand out. I have no depth perception. So is it near you? You should shake my hand. Everything seems like it's really far away when I put my hand out. Are you really small? Is he really far away or is he a boy?
I am Davy Jones. How are you?
Beanpole? He's like 300 pounds. Oh. From a spear. He's very Wookie. He's like a talking Wookie. Do you watch us bathe, weirdo? Do you like it?
I like to watch.
Literally. I mean, all I can do.
I like to watch. I have one eye. It is my thing.
Oh, I missed. I grabbed your fingers. Sorry. Again. Oh, no. It's the wolves. It's the swamp wolves. Yeah, don't they step into the bog? And I believe. Okay, start coming back to me. I know what happens next.
Okay, okay.
I'm not gonna tell you.
Is it quicksand? I hope it's quicksand.
It's like quicksand.
Sweet. I love the kids. Like, I want to ride on the biggest person. Old man, you're on your own.
I have a new. Hey, look, he's one eye better than you, old man.
I think the actor did have like the old man. I think he did have like one eye open.
One eye open. Oh, good. She's in my lower intestines.
Wow.
Now, I couldn't tell you the difference between the white colored slayers and the black colored slayers. Well, one, I think, is more of like, this is, are we inside the body of the, oh my God, you scared me to death with that crown.
So it's an invisible, no. Oh, wait, they want her to wear that?
Yeah. Remember, he has to marry her.
Fire to water, water and fire,
fart out water into fire. Come on, man, keep up.
I'm trying to, my God.
Isn't that cool? Run. That was a cool little, I mean, that's gross. I feel like we're in the folds of skin of something.
Yeah.
Ugh. Why is the ground made of? Oh, it's made of Quaker oats. The worst.
Oh gosh. Yes. I think we've got some quicksand coming here.
Can you feel it?
Here we go. Yes.
Yes. The 80s loved quicksand. Link up. Why did they all walk all the way through it and then it starts working?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Just push him into the sand over here. Nobody will notice.
Oh, you don't remember? You may be remembering the plot.
Oh, man.
I can't remember if Robbie Coltrane makes it. I think he does.
Oh, I hope so.
I think Nanook or the first guy. I think he's the one. I think Roman Centurion. Couldn't tell you if he makes it.
Did you say Nanook?
I think they called him something like close to Nanook, so I'm calling him Nanook.
Sadar from the Lost Boys.
He's the one the furthest. He's the furthest guy. This is very Lost Boys. I mean, Peter Pan is there.
I was talking about the vampire Lost Boys.
Oh, who left that guy? This will
definitely help. Oh, we forgot Gary.
It's not worth it. My pants are new.
Oh, man, we have to go back in here.
We were just that far out. Why didn't we stay out there and get Gary? This one small leaf will hold me up. Maybe this bag will keep me up.
Yeah, he's got all the horse piss. We gotta get Gary.
Take the horse piss.
Throw the horse piss to me.
Yes.
Sploosh.
Oh, it's like that scene in what's that movie, Volcano, with Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah.
When the guy saves the other guy by jumping in the lava and throws him as he's jumping in.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, to save the piss.
Off the subway car, was it?
Yeah, yeah. See, he's fine. You guys should have held better. Are you saying Paul?
Yeah, I know. I thought his name was Gary.
Oh, the mulch wins. No. Mulch won.
It is mulch too.
Is he going to take the bag of horse piss? I guess so. It's not shit. It's horse piss.
Careful, we don't. Kids might be listening to this.
Yes. What? Daddy, can I listen to this Kroll commentary?
I have been a paying member of the Patreon.
Robin, are you paying attention?
I am. Whoa.
Yeah. Hello there. Together we have zero eyes. Yep. It's me, Titch.
It's me.
Oh, I'm remembering this. The black eyes. Very creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This must have scarred me as a kid because I remember this.
Because this is how your grandfather died. When you choked him to death.
Is that really Atreyu?
No, it's not Atreyu.
I thought I was like, Atreyu is definitely a much.
Asacious.
All right.
No, I'm the same one, not another one. I'm not an evil. Blind man, that'd be crazy. All I remember from this scene is that the dead body slowly going into the muck. In a second, they're going to show that it's like it like goes down into it. That scarred me. There's another scene that scars me. There's two scenes in this movie that scar me. That was one of them.
Hey, one guy a shoulder.
Hey, Jesus. It reminds me of my grandfather.
I'd have him unlock this wrist thing, but
don't grab onto my neck. Just, oh God.
Oh boy. Close your eyes again.
I can feel you on the back of my neck. Stop it. Yeah. Show the body. What? Oh, the body comes back up. It doesn't go down. It comes up. He's literally fakes it. All the way through this, almost all the way through the swamp, but somehow the bodies in front of them. Don't ask.
Well yeah.
They've now walked past. Oh no, Atreyu.
It's the current.
Let's see here. I just like to stand around afterwards. Usually helps. I'm here in case Dave comes back up. Dave, is that you, Dave?
Oh boy.
Well, that sound is unpleasant.
Yeah. Exactly.
There it is. Oh, wait a minute. Takes me a second. Figure it out and run. Don't ask me why.
I need to be alone with the best looking man here.
Who in the tightest pants?
Sorry, Liam Neeson.
Sorry, Atreyu. Take me to the weird tree. Now look, I don't know.
I think Robbie Coltrane did sing because he's nowhere to be found.
Well, he's there. Oh. If you run really fast over quicksand, it can't get you.
Yeah. I'm glad I brought my wind chime in case
any wind blows. God damn it. Oh, it's going to hit me in the eye. I've only got one good one. Yep.
Oh.
I love
Don't
that he stabs
ever
him.
Touch my neck.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this scarred me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then it like goes into the ground. Oh man, it took my trident with him. Oh no.
So is this a, oh, there it is. Yeah. Is this something that the beast sent? Was that a emissary of the beast, or was that just a, like, if I listen to the dialogue,
a bog creature.
Yeah. Like, is it just something, a local
changeling? It's a local. Yeah.
Get out of my marsh.
And by found, I mean the quicksand burped it up. Maybe if we wait, Dave will come back up. He may be fine.
Dave?
Aww,
it took Dave too?
He was his only family. Now we're your family.
Yeah.
Robbie Coltrane, right there.
Oh. Oops.
Maybe
now,
we
wait,
shouldn't be
are
veering
you the
off,
same
sir?
Old guy?
Oh, I know a lot of seers. Let me put it that way. Mm.
I know Roebuck as well.
Oh, it's the Widow of the Web.
Oh, right. Yeah. We haven't met her yet. Madam Web.
Remember, she was the last credit, so she must be something super important to this movie. She isn't.
Ooh.
That it? Is that all we're going to talk about it? Okay. Anyway.
Well, let's get going.
That was crazy. That old man turned into a big bulbous black worm and they went in the ground, right? Crazy.
He like melted.
No, he went in the ground. He's a changeling. Oh, one, two. All right. We're still on Krull. Two sons. Just checking.
We haven't left the planet yet.
No. You don't leave the planet in this movie. Which I'm kind of like, they're on horses, but it's the future because they have laser swords, so I don't quite know how their son is going to rule the galaxy. Maybe it's one of those things where it's like, someone on Earth could say they rule the galaxy. I rule the galaxy! Okay.
I just don't understand, what does it have to do with the planet's name? Like,
nothing.
They should show, every Earthbound movie should be called Earth.
I mean, well, it'd be stupid, Robin, if they named the movie Glaive. Oh, there he is. Now he's a puppy. And that puppy is moved.
Definitely going to be helpful.
Because he's sad.
Aww.
What's going to be sadder? Him loving this puppy and then you turning back into a human? Or maybe him having to work out his own feelings? Okay, you're stick. I'm the stick carrier. Hello. You can't take care of a puppy. You've already lost your stick.
He's completely naked.
I'm touching his genitals right now. Yeah,
his genitals are resting across my wrist.
Oh, well, just laugh. Move on with the scene.
What was that reaction?
That is, we don't have a script. we're back in Germany. Lovely.
Yes.
Made it through the fire swamp.
Yeah, those trees aren't real, right?
God, that is yet another scene, another set. I'm sure Robbie's like, I'll see you in about 30 years. It'll basically looks like that enchanted forest that his weird spider
is. This
the
forbidden forest?
Yeah.
Where's Buckbeak? I just want to give a shout out to the people that are listening right now. How you doing? You're the been all right?
You're the true heroes. Yeah, if you want us to keep doing this, we might do this again. But if you don't, yes, just tell us and we'll stop.
I think it would be a lot more entertaining if it was a movie that I was a little bit more familiar with. What? Maybe I should, if it's one that I haven't seen in a long time, maybe I should watch it first and then do this commentary.
No, I want your hot take. Ooh, The Glaive. We haven't seen it in, that thing, we haven't seen it in 40 minutes. They got that in the first 20 minutes of the movie.
Why didn't he throw it?
At the old man?
I guess.
We're halfway done with this movie.
Hmm.
Hmm. Well, you remember all the great scenes. Let's think of all the scenes we remember. The oatmeal swamp.
The cave with the emeralds.
Uh-huh. The giant set they built only to meet introduce these characters.
Oh, remember when he climbed that mountain?
Mm-hmm.
He stuck his hand in lava.
Just so you know, all my clothes and backpack go with me when I change. What? That's not even.
Yes, these are only clothes I can wear, unfortunately. Smells. The men are but too luckily, I know a person that owns laundromats.
The men are too tired to hunt, but maybe they're not too tired to sing, eh?
Ooh, where did you get this red robe made?
Let's sing a song to Mother Kral. I can't even remember if they say the word crawl in this movie.
Right. That horse is like, don't hit my face.
Yeah. Also, don't put that on that way. What are you doing?
To blind me.
I had a bridle. It's in my eye.
Seriously. Somebody help that horse.
Hey, dark man, move that thing. At the top of this mountain is yet another glaive. I'm going to get glayed.
Ugh. I go.
What did you just cook, Ergo? Ergo, what is that? Those potatoes? Space potatoes.
Yeah, I think.
Where did that kettle come? Who's that woman?
What the heck?
Are we in town?
Well, oh, wait. No, Ergo is standing right there. He didn't turn into a woman.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing. Because I've got seven foods. So I'm going to turn into a woman. I hate this society.
Where did these people come from?
Who is she? She's important, right?
Right.
What? He knows looks her. Like,
yeah. Liam brought his girlfriend to the set. Oh, here we what? Go.
There is a child right over there and a puppy. We can't make
also children listen to this commentary.
What? No. This is the kids' number one podcast commentary for Krull. I wish he just kept opening it and closing it like he didn't know how to do anything with it. Like, yeah, god damn.
Keep poking
scary.
Myself.
I like he's wearing it and it just goes off. He's like, oh. Thank you.
I'm a one woman Cohen, but I can make an exception.
Hey, wait, it's good to be the king.
That's true.
My wife is, no, we weren't actually married. I didn't say man and wife.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
So is she wandering around inside the beast's body? Is
she's
that what's
inside
going on?
Of a heavy metal, the movie poster.
Ooh, sweet.
Which is pretty great.
Comic.
In my mind, it's like every place is the beast, the bad guys. What's his name? The Beast.
Yeah, he's the Beast.
Another right. X-Man.
Another X-Man.
Yeah, everything in it is kind of like inside of him, which is kind of gross. But it's not inside of him.
That's my butthole.
Yeah, what orifice is she going to be peering out of?
My butthole has great views. Ha ha, fooled you.
No, I don't care.
What? What?
All right, so is he looking in a mirror and she's looking at his eye? No, wait, she was in the eye earlier.
What is happening?
I don't know.
My hand, poof, now it's a rose. Ta-da!
Now, when this rose fully deteriorates,
some people call me
I shall die.
But just so you know, I also like close-up magic. Oh, there you go. Evil Corwin. Yeah. I love the eyes.
Oh, that is creepy.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
Well, back then, they couldn't even see out of those contacts.
My voice is being dubbed just like your voice is being dubbed right now. Only you don't know that's happening. Boy, King, he's 38. Yes.
Obviously, you should pick me because I'm just as attractive as him.
I'm sorry, did you say betray you or betray you? Oh, she's definitely evil, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's trying to make him cheat.
Does she have the old lady hand claw too?
Oh, boy.
By the way, oh, no.
That was a really slick change of the eyes there.
Old lady hand. Old lady hand, everybody.
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know.
Get away from me.
In the hour I knew. Oh, shut up. 'Tis you.
Get out of the hologram. We're trying to watch this. Remember me.
Well, that was clever, because where'd she go? Don't know. He looks fine.
What is going on here?
That's the beast. He's obviously embarrassed by what he looks like.
Yeah.
I can see that his pecs are breathing, which is disturbing.
Oh, they are.
Think on
it. You should show her your library.
You have a library.
Oh boy, Gandalf is off on his own again.
That's never good.
Nope.
Tale as old as time. And we've got a glaive. La 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 la. Somebody should clean up in here. All right, so yet another character is going to be added. This is the finally at the Widow of the Web.
Oh, of course. There's webs everywhere.
Yes, this is the World Wide Web.
I'm sorry. It's the Kroll Wild. Kroll Wide Web. I can't say that.
KWW. I'm going to climb across this icky thing. Does this come out of you?
Can you come over here? Why do I...
Oh, that's very Indiana Jones. Is it just a... okay. Freddy, can you go faster? I'm going as fast as I can.
Have some faith.
Freddy Jones was 87 years old in this movie.
Wow.
Probably wasn't, but...
No, I believed you.
Freddy Jones is one of those guys you're like, he was never young. Let's see here.
Ooh,
this is where the movie, Firefox. This is where in the commentary, I almost want to say, can we just skip ahead three times? And just move ahead. Oh, here comes a really terrible stop motion spider.
Aye, but is it as terrible as the one from It?
Look, this is totally not a man-made wire. This is totally spiderweb. Ooh.
Sorry, I'm not home right now.
That's not wire at all. It's spiderweb. That looks like... it's in my mouth. I don't remember what happens here.
I hope he gets eaten.
I hope that and then the movie ends.
Well, we don't need him to get to the end, right?
Oh, so she has the same name as the queen. It is Dinia.
Yeah, I wish this thing came with subtitles.
Yeah, it's he just said Dinya, but his name is Yinyir. In the credits, Freddie Jones is Y-N-Y-R, Yinyir. These are dumb names.
Yinyir.
Torquil, Corwin, Yinyir, Lissa, Ergo, Cyclops.
Now, of course, this is a Dune reunion, a redunion, because according to my knowledge and my knowledge alone, the Madam Web is also Lady Jessica.
Oh, wow. You sure?
Yeah, her name is Francesca Anus.
No, Webber was already in the Monster's Anus.
Anus?
Yeah, you're right. It is. That's Lady Jessica.
Lady Jessica. Whoa, that's not Lady Jessica.
I'm Mr. White Christmas.
It's that bad. I can only give you the amount of time that the movie is allowed, which is like 30 minutes on this time. Oh, I'm lost. Damn it. I'm never good at these puzzles. I'm not good at Wordle either. Last week, the word was glaive. Didn't know it.
That should be everybody's starting word. Next time you play Wordle, type in glaive and see if it works.
I think it has one too many letters. How many letters is Wordle? I don't play Wordle.
Five.
Oh, I think glaive is with an I. So it's G-L-A-I-V-E.
No, it's got to be G-L-A-V-E. That's...
I'm going to look it up.
Of course, we have a character named Enyir.
Nope, sorry. It's an I. A-I.
That's ridiculous. You've it's already got the E there.
The glaive is an I? Mystical five-pointed... weapon. It was used by the kings of Krull. That's nice. I like that. Can't read to the
and
rest.
Here we are. We are the kings of Krull.
Oh man. I'm gonna shout out. We need to definitely go on to Etsy and find ourselves a glaive and buy one. They're definitely 3D prints of the glaive.
I want a glaive fidget spinner.
I want a glaive. I want a full size glaive.
I just want a glaive fidget spinner, so I'm constantly trying to play with it and hurting myself.
$179. That looks so dangerous. Holy crap! Oh, there's one. $89. It's unpainted. You'd have to paint it. Do they make a LARPing glaive? That'd be awesome. You don't agree. $790 for the actual metal one. Oh my god, that is amazing. I want
it has knives. There is actually an artist who calls himself Glaive.
Okay.
A singer. He's a rapper.
The artist formerly known as Glaive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a 17-year-old.
Okay.
One of his songs is called Prick. Sorry to the kids out there. Yeah, no.
Glaive fidget spinner. Yearn used to be hot for this old lady. And they had a kid, and the kid died, and he left. Yeah, this is in the middle of the movie. We are an hour and 15 minutes in, and they've just decided old man has a backstory. There she is.
Oh, yeah.
Lady Jessica.
I just found a Krull Glaive Deluxe Fidget Spinner for $25 on Etsy.
$25?
Yes.
Well, put that to cart. That's coming. Hey, if we get 25 listeners to this, Robin will buy this. I'll let you know, Robin.
Yeah. Now, you not
that anybody has to give us money. It's just if 25 people listen to this stupid...
I just have to buy it. Yeah. You can track it's 25 unique listeners, right? Not somebody like not Jeff didn't download this 25 times.
Yeah, well, we know Jeff's gonna watch this.
I am something of a Dune actor myself.
but in the other one, where I'm younger. It doesn't make any sense. And you're the same age. Why do you stop calling him a young man? He's like two young men put together. Two 15-year-olds together. Young.
Very young. Is she wearing the same costume as Lady Jessica?
I mean, it's close. It's very... Yeah. Maybe not Lady Jessica, but Lady... Oh, yeah, when she becomes the mother of the Siege.
You think David Lynch watched Krull?
Hell yeah. David Lynch at the end stood up and clapped. Bravo. Get me Yerner.
Yeah.
And old Lissa.
I like the woman on the web.
The widow of the web. Why did she get... And... Is she's not that famous. I mean, she's famous, yes.
Okay. She's not only famous, she's Anus. Francesca Anus.
Francesca Anus.
Mm-hmm.
She's still alive? Still alive. Good for her.
For being alive?
Yeah. Always good for you.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Tales from the Crypt from 1996.
Hmm.
Doesn't he die? I don't know what happens. Whose spider is this?
I know. Do you believe that spider is in the same place as these people?
No, absolutely not. All right. Oh, no, it's coming for me. I'm going to, by the way, I'm getting across much faster leaving than I was coming. I don't remember what happens.
You and me both.
I'm dropping red dust.
Yeah, is that dust inside its abdomen?
It's the red dust from the timepiece. And as long as that's in his hands, the spider can't move. Man, there are a lot of rules on Krull that I don't understand. Why is everything in a cave? This is the fourth cave we've been in.
All right, gents, we got to build another cave.
They should name this movie Cave. It's just this cave. With a K. Would you watch a movie called Cave with a K?
Absolutely.
They say the word cave, at least in this movie. They have not said Krull. What happens when he drops all the rest of the sand? Does he die? Okay.
We have spent way too much time with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, thank you. There he is. Phony one Kenobi. Well, I don't understand why he's still holding the sands of time in his hands. Does he die? I think he dies. Oh, no.
Is that spider killing her now?
I guess.
I have no idea.
Mating with her?
Ugh.
Is that how you carry sand?
I just discovered some fun facts.
Yeah.
Lissette Anthony, who plays Amy Yazbek.
Yeah.
She was in the video for Depeche Mode's I Feel You.
Okay.
As well as... three Bryan Adams music videos.
Yeah.
Four. Somebody, Summer 69, Heaven, and Run to You.
Oh, old man's gonna. Oh, God.
What happened? Like, those are some classic Bryan Adams songs.
Those are.
And she's in all those music videos.
And ironically, we're in the set for Everything I Do for You set from yes, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves right now.
Yes.
Why are you dying? You're younger than I am.
I spent too much time on the web.
That. Thank you. Bravo, Ryan. Bravo, Robert. Bravo, Ryan. Good job, Ryan.
No problem, Jim.
Jim and Brian.
Jim and Brian in the morning zoo.
No, you must stay with me. You're my oldest friend. That's sad. I mean,
literally my oldest friend.
Everyone else I know died. Oh, Freddie Jones. Thank you very much. That's a wrap on Freddie Jones, everybody.
Amazing.
See you in Dune. Or already saw you in Dune. This is 83, so it already came out.
Wait, is Dune the name of the planet?
Yes. Desert planet. It's Dune with a K, so.
Kadoon.
You'll Please. Need something implausible to ride to get there. If only there was like spaceships on this planet. Nope. All we have are horses. All right.
Well, they just learned the location and now the location is different.
Right. They learned this location.
Oh, they knew where it was going to?
Yes. Remember, he used the old man to get to the first one. And the second, they never actually went to the one in the snow. Ah, here we are. Thank God. Bigger horses. They went to
so we were just at the compass station.
Yes.
Gotcha. Oh, who's going to ride all those?
The Cyclops is going to ride all of them at once. Those are the fire stallions.
We're catching them.
And they will be name dropped here in a second. When they ride, their little hoofsies are on fire and they ride really fast.
Oh, wow. Oh, yep. Gosh. I hope they don't actually light these horses, poor horses.
17 horses died. 17 Clydesdales were murdered for the making of Krull. It's cruel. It should be called Cruel. Ooh, Cruel the K. Welcome to the planet Cruel. Just as dumb as Krull. Your outfit is weird. Thank you. Bye. Some you can tell where they don't have a script. They're just like, I don't know, nod. This tiny piece of rope. Who's got the red rope?
Yeah, I know, right?
I've got it up here. All right.
I was using it as a jump rope.
Why are they hiding from the horses? They're horses.
Yeah. We don't want to spook them. They're obviously walking calmly. I thought you were going to grab one. What?
Well, they're now they're away. Gone. Jump on one. Jump on it. Jump on it. Oh, no. They just wanted to watch, I guess. Well, I guess that's it. Oh. I expected some jumping onto of horses. Maybe our horses can be fed to these horses to make them more powerful horses.
Oh, great. That's right. The glaive actually shows up in Ready Player One.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Oh, Atreyu's going to jump on the horse. Artax.
You bounced off the horse.
Oh, this You're is really I can tell bad my at this. I can tell my story. I once rode a Clydesdale just like this. True story.
Really?
Yes, I had had I've been overserved at a fraternity thing, and we were at someone's ranch in Texas, and his really? Their parents raised Clydesdales. And so I climbed one without a saddle, and I rode it for about 5 seconds before it bucked me off, and I fell on my head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what happened right there. No rope. Ouch. There was no rope. I fell on my head and stood up, and there were like 15 Clydesdales around me. Basically, this scene. And I ran and jumped on the hood of a car that drove away. They drove away. I was not driving.
Oh, my God.
Fun fact, my wife, my now wife, my then girlfriend, kept me up all night because I had definitely had a concussion.
Well, that was
my memories one are made of riding a Clydesdale.
And you apparently didn't hit your head hard enough that you forgot about this.
Nope. Because the first thing I said when I jumped on, it's like, it's just like Krull. That would not have gone over at a fraternity party.
Nope.
Those were not my people yet. Look at that guy. Ah, come on, Robbie. Oh, whoa. Okay, they're on it.
He's got it.
Okay.
What? Oh. Wait a second. What? Did he get the script earlier? Good job reading that line.
If he doesn't do it, he will have great pain. Is it time? Like it's like he's menstruating. It's like, oh, you can't go with us? Can't ride in the saddle? Got it. Wink, wink. Well, you can't wink. It would look like a blink. But yeah, are you blinking
or
winking?
Are you winking?
I have to say wink when you blink. If you're blinking, winking.
Variety described this movie as Excalibur meets Star Wars. So like a good thing brought down by a really boring thing.
Oh, we're never going to do Excalibur. Ever, ever. No. Let's do a podcast just on the movies we'll never do. Excalibur is one of them. That movie is boring. It doesn't have a James Horner score.
Isn't it directed by John Borman?
It is. That's me. I am John Borman when I watch that movie. Now, they haven't started being fire steeds yet, fire horses yet. Here they go. Wait for the shot. No.
Okay.
Wait for it.
Oh, I see. We have the... Were they going to fly?
No, they're flying on the ground.
Okay. They seem to be flying over this.
That seems like too much. Why are you smiling? Your horse is on fire.
What is the purpose? Is it just for show?
Yeah. They lit that entire field on fire.
Maybe it's they're going so fast there's fire, and that's why it's cool. Why would they be riding in a straight line, though?
To hide the numbers.
Of course.
You walked right into that.
I walked right into that.
Yep. And now we're just doing, we have aerial footage that someone had from National Geographic. I don't care how much it costs. Just buy it.
Hey, O'Connell, look who has all the fire horses.
You're on the wrong side of crawl. I mean, this isn't even like the right angle for a horse. This is good. Yeah, here goes.
Whoa, here we go.
Yeah.
They are flying.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Fire and Flixen.
Are there eight of them?
Well, now they're just flying. He's not even moving.
Yeah.
This is the glide. It's a controlled glide. Oh, I couldn't tell you how many people are left in this motley crew. We lost Dave in the swamp.
It was Gary.
Gary. Yeah, I've already forgotten his name. Forgettable Gary. Remember, we lost the other guy. Before Gary, we lost the guy to the Slayer. We lost Bow and Arrow.
Right. Yep.
That is.
Are they going to go in front of the moon?
Yes. Remember when that became the logo? For whatever Columbia Pictures, remember they just had like fire steeds? Ah, yes, our greatest movie ever, Krull.
Yes.
Here's a world where Krull is Star Wars. And everybody is maniacs. What will you be if you're a Kruller? What are you, if you're a fan of Krull?
It would have to be Kruller. That is perfect, but with a K, of course.
Glaive Fave? I'm trying to come up with something. Yeah, Kruller would have to be it.
Yeah, Krull is my favorite movie.
Oh, there you go. There it is.
All right, now there's just three of them.
Should we color match this? No, just keep going. The movie's almost over. So we're at an hour and 33 minutes.
Okay, what happened here?
That's more set. That's the same set. Remember the one that looked like wood from the outside? Now it looks like just... You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I am reading in the IMDb trivia that this is Pinewood Studios.
Oh hell yeah!
This is the 007 stage.
Oh yeah, the biggest stage in the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where somehow they had all the money. How much money did this cost? Someone go get me Krull Mojo.
This movie is also known as Dragons of Krull.
What?
Oh, wait. Okay. So here's some alternate titles. Krull, Invaders of the Black Fortress, Dragons of Krull, The Dungeons of Krull, and just Dungeons and Dragons.
You can't just call it Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. I mean, I guess they could, but I don't remember there being lasers in Dungeons and Dragons. All right. So Krull cost...
$47 million.
They left it all up on the screen. No, it grossed $16 million total.
Worth it.
How much did it cost, though?
Now, that's the worldwide gross.
Yes.
I'm wondering what the Kroll-wide gross would be.
Yes. Holy crap. It cost $50 million. $50 million in 1983?
That's Did he just get shot in the...
Oh, is Robbie dead? Is that a rap on Robbie Coltrane? Oh, no. Robbie? Oh, what? No, you didn't Was do anything. What? Oh.
I had the best time. And I definitely achieved a lot in life.
Every person that dies, he should have to, like, use the key to unlock their manacles, symbolically freeing them in death.
And now you are free.
Oh, haha, look who's here. I bet you didn't see that coming.
Oh, wait a second. I thought it was his time to die.
It was.
Did you know this actor is tall, but he is also wearing lifts?
I did.
Okay.
Thank you. So he's even taller.
Yes.
Actually, this actor was played by a child, and they only shot everything from fourth perspective. It's very Lord of the Rings. I believe he's kind of impervious to, yep. Ow. I'm fine. Ha ha. You brought a laser to a Cyclops fight, idiot.
Is he going to pull the magic weapon out yet? No, he's got to face the beast to use it.
No, magic weapon can't be used right now. They haven't used the glaive once. Not once. Luke, what a
cool weapon.
Luke at least tried and failed to use his. Just going to gig this guy with his trident. All right. Oh, God. This doesn't work out well for him.
The writer of this movie wrote 18 episodes of the original Batman series.
I thought I saw that.
As well as Any Which Way You Can.
Uh-huh.
And the Ice Pirates.
Oh, God. Can we Ice Pirate?
That's I would love movie. To Ice Pirate.
I don't know if we can get, if people could actually listen to that as a, we'd have to do that as a regular episode. I don't think you can get Ice Pirates. I mean, we can get Ice Pirates, but I don't think a normal human it's available anywhere.
Is it available on Kroll?
On Kroll, Ice Pirates is always playing. Yes. Oh, that didn't help. Oh no, that guy, whip guy. Oh, he's gone.
I am sorry to break this to you. Actually, I'm happy to break this to you. Ice Pirates is on HBO Max right now.
Holy crap. Everyone, we're doing an Ice Pirates. Oh, he's dead. Why are you still helping him? He died a long time ago. Now, this movie was overtly bloody, and yet there's no Cyclops blood coming out of that. That was a good roll.
Nice roll, buddy.
That was almost a... Book of Boba Fett 360.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Oh, no.
But they're in it. They're in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
I like that you were worried. Now, what sucks is that they left the horses. They have no way home. They could be... I mean, like, what if you were, like, in, like, Wisconsin, and then it farts away, and you're in Africa, and you're like, well, we live here now.
Well, maybe they can take control of this thing and move it wherever they want.
Why is there running water in there?
Oh, no. I don't know who that guy was, but he's dead now.
Oh, no. Another character. We're down to swords. Thank God Liam Neeson's still alive.
There's still... I just counted 7 of them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.5.
Yeah.
7.
Whoa!
Oh, my God. Wrecked him and hardly knew him. Boo.
Oh no.
Adios, Liam.
No.
I'm trying to remember what that sounds like. Oh. Oh, no. Liam.
and
go on without me.
Oh, cut the other guy in half.
Oh. Rob Roy will always be better than Braveheart.
It didn't cost $50 million.
He's taken to the grave.
Nice.
Thank you.
I've got a certain set of skills. And that involves dying inside of the anus of a beast.
Yes.
Oh, look at the ground. Oh, this is such a good set.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
What?
Yeah. They fall into the vagina. This is great.
Quick, turn into a goose.
a beagle will help us.
Yeah.
No, trust me. It's better to be down there.
Oh, where's Cyclops to come pick up that staff?
Oh, there's a red rope.
Yes. Don't worry. I've got my trusty jump rope.
By the way, it looks like the actor almost dies right here. Look at this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right.
Hey.
The set guy is like, yeah, just hold a minute.
I know we're putting in the sounds later, but that's still, this is made of like,
Krull has a tiger.
Yay. Why does he not use that fireball trick he did at the beginning? Why is everything turning into something? Also, did he just eat? Oh,
not his paw, a little tiger paw.
That was dumb.
That was stupid. Someone had to make a tiger's paw.
They should really wear helmets. I mean, that was like cracking an egg.
My lobster brain, no! And they always make the most horrible noise. That's it. Why? That's dumb. Say it. Oh, I'm going through the membranes, if you get my meaning.
Yeah. I'm going to get up in these guts.
Yeah, there is. Glaive it.
I'll see you in the sequel.
Everyone, get out of the way. There's no way he knows how to use this thing yet. Oh.
Yes, finally.
Glaive, action. He's really there, by the way.
Yeah. This is very impressive.
Look is how that well a glaive? Working. Sounds like a glaive.
Should I duck? Nice guy. Wait. I should be paying attention to the action.
Thrill as he holds his hand out.
Can we get the guy from Phantasm in here? I'm sure his device would get through that wall.
Hello, boy.
Oh, someone spooked that tiger.
Can he not change back?
Would you want to? I mean, you're a tiger. If you had a choice, you could be a tiger or the guy from the Jeffersons. You can only choose one.
I love that one. Why would you? No. Oh, this room's so good.
This thing is already worthless.
Oh,
I see. It's carving a pattern.
Do a circle. A circle, not whatever pattern you're doing. It's too complex.
He looks like he's losing confidence.
Yeah.
This isn't really working really well.
Speed it up. I mean, this is taking a while.
This will be here for a while, yeah.
Now, how come that guy got to make it all the way to the end? Spidal? Oh, this is a bad way to go, man.
Nope.
Oh, shit. Lost my knife.
That's definitely one of the scariest things in movies, with a person being like slowly stabbed through.
Yep. No, don't go. Why would you need the knife? What? Idiot.
He saw the Golden Child. Another movie we should watch.
Oh, no, it's slowly coming toward me.
I will hold this right to my chest. This definitely cannot be broken in my hands. Well, should I
hold it?
No.
All right. He's good. Oh, it's not even in him yet. No. Yeah. Oh, that one going to hit his head? Oh.
Darn it.
He's fine. I can take it.
Did he say talk well? Is he talking to us?
Yeah, he's dead. Hope the knife was worth it.
Totally.
It's a collector's item. I got it on Etsy.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Colwyn, Lissa, Colwyn, pearls, lips, beard, monster. Wait, okay. Where do you want me to find him? Oh, okay. There are rules, and he taught me them while I was here.
Okay.
He's too powerful near the center. What? All right. Oh, that looks dangerous. What is that?
Oh, finally. Oh, okay. So it takes forever to go through a sheet of plastic, but it can knock entire boulders down.
Yeah, watch. Okay. I can't catch it, Lissa, just so you know. It has to like land on my finger like I'm spinning it like a basketball. It's too dangerous otherwise. I love the music. Oh, God. That is definitely reversed.
Can you imagine listening to this score and being like, this movie must be awesome?
Yeah. Have you noticed when it comes back to his hand, it's always reversing the shot?
Yeah.
Because there's no way for that death machine to be thrown and caught.
Yeah. He can't actually catch that.
Guys, I think we invented too complex of a thing. It can't be caught.
Okay, are we actually going to see it? No, it's still going to be a screen that he's fighting.
Well, he's not even there.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there are no damn floors in here. Everything's round. Oh, didn't it get stuck in him, I believe? Ugh.
Oh, he's bleeding. That hurt him.
He's not a machine. He's a man.
Okay, is he waiting for... No, he's just trying to control it. No, I guess not. Creature's like, what's going on? What are we doing here?
Is someone off stage doing that stretch out motion with their hands, like make this longer? We need to hit 2 hours.
Oh
no.
Well, that really surprised me. I thought he was never going to kill me.
Oh, don't worry, he's not dead. Robin, he's not dead. Don't be silly. I think he went down. That glaive is the size of a small thumbtack. Uh-oh. Ooh, it's stuck in his meat.
Ew.
That is why you fail.
The glaive is too stuck. He's too big.
Well, go get it, buddy.
Yeah, I'll go get it.
Should I get it?
I do that exact same motion when the remote's too far away. That is, I know. I'm like, just come to me. It's very force. There's very
exactly. Every time it's like you're thinking to yourself, maybe this time it'll work. Maybe this time.
Maybe my child will rule the galaxy. Oh, that guy, I think Atreyu dies.
So, okay, they're just...
Well, remember, he's stuck. Dead. He's dead, quote unquote. Mm. I'm pretty sure one of those guys makes it out. It can't be Atreyu, though. Oh, we broke the set. To wrap, everybody, $50 million. Right there it is.
An out of focus creature.
And me standing in front of a green screen. Can you imagine having to cut her out of the film negative with her hair? Just being like, oh, this is my life now. This is what I have to do. Oh, he went to get it. Classic Jason move. Oh, he's made of lightning. We gotta go. Dance pants.
Yeah, get into the colon.
What?
And through the prostate. Oh no. Oh, you paused it.
I didn't mean to.
No, you didn't pause it.
I did accidentally. We're okay, everybody.
It was just a second, guys. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. It's fine. We won't
accidentally spoil something for you.
A second ahead.
Jeff just threw down, our only listener, Jeff, just threw down the thing. He's like, ah, damn it, you guys. I'm off by a second. It's not the glaive. It's you. The glaive is inside us all, Robin. It's us. Water, fire, steam.
Of course. Oh, my God. This is all coming together.
She had that the whole time.
Pull my finger. Oh, he's really upset, too. What?
Powers in the last 5 minutes of the movie? Uh-huh. I now have the power. By the way, he used the glaive twice.
Yeah,
once,
right.
Once to open up a wall, do a little bit of decorating.
Good job. Well, he did take out some slayers.
Oh, did he use the glaive on the slayers?
Yeah. We got a good 5 minutes of glaive action, maybe.
You gonna get the glaive back?
Yeah. Can I have that back? Wait.
I now have fire. I no longer need the glaive.
Why can't she use the fire?
She's a woman, Robin.
Ugh.
Fire's a man's world. Oh, who knew that just fire worked on him?
Can't handle the heat. Get out of the...
Get out of your rectum.
Crouching.
That was cruel and unusual.
Don't be cruel.
To a heart that's true. And, hey, Atreyu, you made it. What if he, like, fell into... How'd you like to be the other guy, the third guy who just died because he went for his knife?
I was waiting to see it. The thorns being pulled out of him just... Yeah, that's gross.
Come on, pull it. I thought some of these were matte paintings. Those are obviously miniatures.
Yeah.
But God, the amount of work. Oh. He can turn back.
Yeah, and then it's just, what, his hand's injured?
Well, paw.
Well, when he turns back, it's a hand.
Yes, sure.
If he turns into a goose, it'll just be...
You're not going to believe where we were. Save it. We'll talk about it later. Yeah. We were in a room. It was really scary. And there were lots of sticks coming up. No. Shoot, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. And Willie was completely useless.
Oh, Willie went for his knife as usual. Like an asshole.
No, I meant Willie Scott. You were trying to get out of there.
Oh, Willie.
We are going to die.
Hot potatoes, Dr. Jones. Seriously?
He had the old man's staff the entire time?
I guess. I mean, this kid is like Orko level useful.
Come on, no one's that useless.
Oh, it's in my arm. Oh.
I can't walk my arm.
Oh, it hit that nerve that goes to my legs. That's in your arm. Probably.
I got slayed in the funny bone.
Everyone waved to $50 million worth of sets and miniatures. Wait,
this is such a gorgeous shot.
Yeah, this
one. Amazing.
Rubble.
So,
I mean, I don't know what that shot is.
Yeah.
Where are we?
I don't know.
Oh, remember the bridge they came across?
Yeah. The bridge.
Who shall not pass.
Red dust. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, if you hold it in your hand, you'll die.
Oh.
This movie's taught us
that guy at the end definitely acted like everything fell from behind him. Yep. He didn't seem shocked at all. Oh, that was our hero, too.
Corwin.
Well, he does keep his wits about him.
Corwin.
About him.
Ergo, I'm lazy.
I can't go on my own.
No, not can't go, ergo. Ergo, there go. You know, your little bells on the stick are kind of annoying, actually, right now. Glaive it! Oh, no. Fire. No glaive. So the glaive's gone.
Huh.
Huh.
It's Would you rather have fire hands or a glaive?
Well, fire hands I could catch. You want to catch these fire hands?
Right.
Just melted in 2 seconds what took the glaive 15 minutes.
That's true. See, the glaive is pretty useless.
The glaive is an inferior weapon. I mean, the movie's not even about the glaive. The movie's about Krull.
Right. This very picturesque planet.
Hey! Looks like it's the end of the day at another day at Disney World.
Yeah, it's a celebration. Yup, nub.
Oh, there's yeah, when do we get our James Horner Yub Nub song? And like all things, it will now fly into the sky. And now, the most pure kiss that was ever given. It's the same place. They're in the same place.
Hello, pretty lady.
It's the same.
Yeah.
In a giant, verdant field.
We definitely made a movie.
And now the sets are flying to heaven to be with James Horner, who's still alive. I mean, I guess. Well, they really want you to see this entire thing. By the way, there's only like, there's 4 minutes left of the entire movie, including the credits. So what?
How is this shot? Is this all in? Like, did they just like drop all this down? Okay. And now they're playing it in reverse.
Yes. No, they probably had it. Yeah, they had it set up all on wires and they pulled it all up and they just slowed it down.
Right. Well,
now the dirt, that's reversed or upside down. Is it over? Did we win?
We did it.
I believe we get the same voiceover again about ruling the galaxy.
I am now the king of this Krull. Field.
I shall call you Krull.
Yeah.
And no one died? No.
Everybody's still with us.
Someone get Robbie. Time we unlock the manacles.
Oh, wow. He waited till now?
What a dick. King of Krull.
What a douche. Little Miss can't be wrong.
You just figured out he's the king? What?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Wow, I feel like we've been through a lot together tonight.
Tonight, they will rule the galaxy. And Krull ends.
Just.
And now there's 3 minutes left in the movie.
Amazing.
Oh, this music is so badass.
Right?
The end of this movie does not get this. This should not, does not deserve this music that's playing right now.
Oh, yes. The Seer, played by John Welsh. This was his last movie. Can you believe that?
Who's Ninog? Darrow, Quain, Mino. None of these names are anybody.
So many fantastic characters.
The art directors. But you guys, hey. Hey, Tony Curtis.
Wow.
Actor Tony Curtis, famous for making the sets of Krull.
It was my calling.
What really pissed me off is that they freeze frame at the end here. They're not continuing to walk.
Oh.
I wanted the shot to be them walking into like, well, Krull's really far away now.
Yeah. All right. Climbing sequence. Lorenzo Lorenzi. Oh, so that must have been the climb. All right.
So Robin, tell me.
Hmm.
Thoughts? Thoughts about Krull? Was it everything you didn't remember?
Yeah. I remembered the old man melting. And when his eyes turned black, I remembered that. And yeah, those, the mulchy quicksand, I definitely remembered all that. That must have scarred me as a kid.
And quicksand has become such a big part of everyone's life.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Again, I really want that Glaive fidget spinner.
Do you recommend it? Is this a recommend? If you listen to this and didn't watch the movie, you're insane. Because there are minutes where we're not talking.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say this is, is this a good sit?
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Everyone, Robin and I have two different ways that we do. He does a 5-star rating. I do a 3-star. So
yeah.
Well, because... actually, I don't do stars. I just do numbers. So what do you think?
Numbers? Is
it, you know, remember 1, 2, or 3? One.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's
one.
Right.
Don't see it. Two. It's fine.
So you're like I have numbered stars. You just have numbers. You're like, yeah. I don't even need stars.
Nope. Don't need it. Don't need the crutch. What? So a good sit for Robin is literally his most baseline of it's a good sit. It's good enough.
Yeah.
Wait, is a good sit 3 or is a good sit 4?
No, a good sit is 3. 4 is really enjoyed it. 5. Perfect. Masterpiece.
What's 2?
2 is watchable yet flawed.
And you're sure isn't a 2?
I'm thinking this is a 2 because 1 is the bad outweighs the good. And I don't know if it's that bad. I think obviously if you're like, you just released this to theaters now, people would be like, what are people, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
Why would they put this? It's like, you know, considering it's a movie from this long ago and
80s trash, but awesome. 80s. I give it a 2. It's not a 1. Don't watch it. It's a 2. It's a, yeah, if you got time, watch it.
Great sets.
Amazing costumes. If you want to watch $50 million spent on everything but the script, that's what this movie is. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The music is amazing. If you, this movie would be better if you did listen to it with sound, which is basically what you're doing if you're listening to this commentary. So you're welcome.
All right. James Hornet brings it up to a 2.5.
Yeah.
I forgot about the score.
See, also Robin's insane system has halves. Mine is, it's a 2. It's a 2. Robin has a 2.5. That's 1.5 under a good sit.
There has to be more of a distinction between.
You have a 10-star system if you use halves. 9, actually.
It's true.
9-star system.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's also no stars.
Oh, Jesus. You have a 10-star system.
I wish I could do negative stars. Then I could be really snarky on Letterboxd. Yeah.
This is a negative 3 stars.
Yeah, this sucks really
whatever
bad.
That means. All right, well, that was fun. We may do these again.
Yeah.
I don't know, we'll find out. This was something for us to try, Robin. That was really fun. I wish we had recorded our Highlander episode, but hey, we've seen that. Maybe we need to do that, just go back and watch Highlander again and do the same.
Oh, absolutely. I loved Highlander so much and I've seen it so many times I could talk over it and constantly be pointing out stupid things.
Maybe we call it 1980 to 1985. And all we do is watch movies from those 5 years.
Well, unfortunately, I believe Highlander is 86.
Oh,
so
shit.
Now we can't do it.
Well, okay. How about we'll figure it out. No rules. No rules. Just right. Wrong show.
Thanks, Jeff, for listening.
Yes. Thanks. Well, this will be on the main feed of Minute Impossible.
Oh boy.
Enjoy it or don't. I'm sure they're gonna be like, I hate this guy now. What is he doing? Go back to talking about the movie I like. Someday.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was a Mission Impossible.
It was.
Quite a journey.
There was rock climbing, and I can't wait for the Glaive to be in the new movie. What a callback. You didn't see that coming, did you?
Mission Impossible Glaive Hunt.
Yep. All right. Well, this has been fun. See you guys around for another commentary. And until next time, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Robin.
This minute will... Here, hold my hand, Robin. Hold my hand, Robin, in our love.
All right. I'm holding it.
We shall now shoot out... I'm putting the James Hornet music underneath it right now. Just use your love, Robin. Push back the beast.
Let's give you the Care Bear stare.
Yes, yes. May the Krull be with you.
Yes, don't be Krull.